Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headline, India's merchandise exports rise 15% despite Red Sea crisis and global turmoil. United States resumed airstrikes inside Iran after a brief pause. Author Salman Rushdie's attacker convicted of terrorism in US federal court. Russia charges Telegram founder Pavel Durov with facilitating terrorist activities, initiates process to place him on international wanted list. And para-athlete Dilip Kavit wins gold while Mohammad Basil bags silver in men's 100-meter race at Commonwealth Games. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India's merchandise exports have registered a 15% growth so far in the current financial year, despite Red Sea crisis and global turmoil. He said despite these headwinds, India's merchandise exports have grown by 15% during the April-July period. Delivering the J.R.D. Tata Memorial Lecture 2026, Mr. Goyal said the country's merchandise exports remained resilient despite mounting geopolitical tensions and disruptions to global trade routes. The minister said India's export performance reflects the strength of the country's economic fundamentals, even as businesses worldwide grapple with uncertainty stemming from conflicts in West Asia and disruptions in key shipping corridors.
We're growing at 7.7% last year, the world's fastest growing large economy. All of this is in the middle of two wars with so much uncertainty and geopolitical crisis around the world. We even had 50% tariffs on most of our exports to the US for a large part of the last year, despite which our exports also grew, both in goods and services, in the year ended March 26.
The minister said the first quarter of current financial year has been marked by persistent global challenges, including volatility in crude oil, petrol, diesel and gas markets, as well as uncertainty surrounding the Strait of Hormuz and the continuing Red Sea crisis. Highlighting India's broader economic performance, Mr. Goyal said the country remained the world's fastest growing major economy, recording 7.7% growth in the previous financial year, despite a lot of uncertainties around the world. The United States has resumed airstrikes inside Iran after a brief pause. The renewed attacks came after Iran launched ballistic missiles at a U.S. military base in Jordan earlier this week. U.S. Central Command CENTCOM said all the missiles were intercepted and no damage was reported. The military described it as a surprise attack and said the missiles were fired from Iran. A report.
The missile strike was Iran's first direct ballistic missile attack on a U.S. military base since Washington had paused its air campaign to allow room for diplomacy. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Iran of a strong response, saying the U.S. would act firmly against any attack on American forces. At the same time, U.S. and Saudi forces carried out joint airstrikes on Iran-backed militias in Iraq. The Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, said at least 20 people were killed. CENTCOM said the operation targeted weapons, depots and logistics sites after more than 30 drones were launched over 3 days at U.S. troops and Saudi oil facilities. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia also said it intercepted several drones aimed at oil installations in its eastern province, blaming Iran-backed groups in Iraq. The latest strikes mark a sharp rise in tensions between the U.S. and Iran, despite ongoing indirect diplomatic talks through regional mediators. The U.S. had paused its air campaign last week to assess the situation and explore diplomatic options. Earlier, Trump said talks with Iran were progressing well, but warned that military action would resume if negotiations failed. The renewed strikes also came shortly after Trump's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, where both leaders discussed the situation involving Iran. Sarabjit Kaur for World News.
In the United States, a man was convicted of federal terrorism charges in the 2022 stabbing of Salman Rushdie, the author who has faced a decades-old death threat over his novel The Satanic Verses. A jury found Hadi Matar guilty of all the charges against him, including engaging in an act of transnational terrorism. Matar, 28, is already serving a 25-year New York State prison sentence on an attempted murder conviction in the August 2022 attack on an amphitheater stage. The federal conviction carries a potential life sentence. Rushdie, who was about to speak on writer's safety, was slashed 15 times in front of a stunned audience. He was gravely wounded and lost the sight in his right eye. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB, has charged Telegram founder Pavel Durov with facilitating terrorist activities and has started the process to place him on the international wanted list, according to Russian state media. The FSB alleges that Telegram failed to remove channels, chats and bots that were allegedly used by Ukrainian intelligence to plan attacks inside Russia. Authorities also claim Telegram's dating service was used to recruit Russians for terrorist activities. It said an international warrant for his arrest has been issued. According to the Russian law experts, Durov could face arrest in absentia as part of the legal process to seek his extradition through Interpol. Russian media also reported that the charges could carry a life sentence if he is convicted. Durov has not publicly responded to these latest charges. Durov has previously faced legal action in France over allegations related to illegal content on Telegram, including child sexual abuse material, fraud and drug trafficking. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, para-athlete Dilip Kavit won a gold, while Mohammad Basil bagged silver in men's 100 meters race. We have a report.
India produced a memorable 1-2 finish on the track at the Commonwealth Games as Dilip Mahadugavit stormed to gold and Mohammad Basil claimed silver in the men's T47 100 meter on day 7 of the games in Glasgow last night. Gavit produced a blistering finish over the final 30 meters to clog a Commonwealth Games record of 10.71 seconds and emphatically clinched the gold medal. Fellow Indian Basil was equally impressive, timing 10.83 seconds to secure silver after edging England's Kevin Santos, who settled for bronze. The medals were India's third medal of the day after long jumper Murli Sri Shankar had earlier opened the day's account with a silver in the men's long jump. The silver medal also made Sri Shankar the first Indian men's long jumper to win two Commonwealth Games medals. With Gavit's gold, Basil's silver and Sri Shankar's silver, India now ranks at 8th position, taking the country's overall tally to 15 medals, including 3 gold, 9 silver and 3 bronze. India's gold medals have come through Mirabai Chanu in weightlifting, Sharmila Dhankad in the women's F57 short put and now Gavit in the men's T4700 meter. Chirag Jha from Sports Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu congratulated Dilip Kavit on winning gold medal and Mohammad Basil on securing silver medal in the men's 100 meter T47 event at Glasgow Commonwealth Games 2026. In a social media post, the president said that Indian para athletics has scripted a memorable chapter of sporting excellence. She said that the historic gold-silver finish of both the para-athletes is a landmark moment for Indian para-athletics. President Murmu expressed hope that Dilip Kavit and Mohammad Basil continue to inspire the nation with their extraordinary determination and excellence. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India's merchandise exports rise 15% despite Red Sea crisis and global turmoil. United States resumed airstrikes inside Iran after a brief pause. Author Salman Rushdie's attacker convicted of terrorism in US federal court. Russia charges Telegram founder Pavel Durov with facilitating terrorist activities. Initiates process to place him on international wanted list. And para-athlete Dilip Kavit wins gold while Mohammad Basil bags silver in men's 100-meter race at Commonwealth Games. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.